Water, earth, fire, air. Long ago, the four channels lived together in harmony. Then, everything changed when the streamers attacked. Only the podcasters, masters of all internet entertainment, could stop them, just like our non-existent sponsors. But when the world needed them most, they vanished. 100 years have passed since we have done Gravity Falls, and Raul and I discovered a new show about an airbender named Aang. And although his airbending skills are childish and mildly annoying, he still has a lot to learn before he inspires any show. But I believe Aang can save our franchise. Welcome back, guys, to another episode of
My cabbages! Yay! We're doing another one. We're doing season three, episode three, The Painted Lady. Very interesting episode.
Yes, this episode released on October 5th, 2007, written by Joshua Hamilton and directed by Ethan Spalding. We're getting our regulars.
Yes, I like that guy.
Yeah, and this is basically, I like to call this the Princess Mononoke episode, but it's also the environmentalist episode.
Yes, it
This
is.
one, this is good, teaches kids about, be good to the environment, and this is why.
You didn't help anything. I did my job. Oh my God.
Anyway, you want to start this?
Yes, so we start, we see the gang with Appa, and they go into the infested river of Janghui. I think that's how you pronounce it, from the Fire Nation,
Shanghai.
Janghui. And they're like, and then we see Momo's like, wait, I was, oh, you found me, buddy. As we see that, we see all of, they smell the water. I was like, I think this river is polluted. And then Tava's like, yeah, because tasting the mud. And then Sokka's like, well, that explains why I cannot catch a fish around here. Because normally my fishing skills are off the hook. Get it? Like a fishing
Too
hook?
bad. Too bad your skills aren't on the hook.
Everybody laughs.
Ba-dum-tsh. And then they're just like, we're gonna need somewhere to get food. Assuming that'll fit into Sokka's master schedule, which, by the way, the creators have confirmed that was the production schedule. That was based on the production schedule
Nice.
for like making the episodes. That was the whole in joke. And then
Nice.
Sokka's like, it's doable. But that means only two potty breaks today.
And I was like, maybe can we get food there? And they go in to see, they see this big village around the whole polluted the polluted river. And I don't know why, but it reminded me of the fishing village from The Hobbit, the second Hobbit movie, but without the dragon. And then I was like, nah. And then they see they see, I was like, now you look just a little hill with horns. Bye, buddy. And as we see that Aang is hiding Appa. And then Toph is like, I don't feel anything. Where's the village? And I was like, it's in the middle of that river. And then we see this character. I like him though. Shit. And I was like, my name is Doug. Mind if I ask you who you are? And this old man with very interesting mustache. Kind of looks like kind of like the master of the Karate Kid, but more funny.
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, it looks like a more of a funny version of Mr. Miyagi and taller, but it has the
Oh,
same
what?
beard.
Because he's Asian? No, I get what you're saying.
Talking about that
He
look,
kind of
the
does.
hair.
He just looks like a crazy, well,
Old
he's a
man.
crazy old man with very interesting facial hair.
I'm pretty
But
sure
you are
Doc and
correct.
Boomy will be best friends.
Oh, for sure. He looks like, though, if he took Boomy's ear hair and put it on his face. Anyway, they're like, we're from the Earth Kingdom colonies. He's like, oh, okay, hop on, I'll give you a ride to town. And yeah, this river is disgusting. It's basically mud. And they're like, why do you guys live on here? Because we're a fishing town. At least that's how it was before the factory moved in. Army makes their metal there, moved in a few years ago, started gunking up the river. Now they're struggling to survive. The fact they're able to survive at all, kind of incredible.
Also, you know what reminded me too? The fishing village from the Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. You just needed the sardine joke. But then it was like, thanks for the ride. And then Katara was like, look, it's so sad. We have to do something to help. And Sokka brings a good point. We cannot waste time an hour here. We have a bigger mission that we need to stay focused on. These people are on their own, but the people are starving. Why are you turning your back on them? Now you can be so-called and heartless. I'm not turning my back. I'm just being realistic. We cannot go around every frinky, rinky, dinky town that we wander to. We'll be helping them all by taking out the Fire Lord. And Taff was like, excuse me. And then discovering sarcasm, I was like, maybe we should be a little quiet about taking out the Fire Lord. Come on, Katara, be reasonable. You know our mission has to come first. Katara was like, I get so. But Sokka brings a good point, though, because it's doing that thing. I think it's also like the writer's making a joke that we need to break the plot. We need to go back into a Monster of the Week episode.
Yeah, and they're just like, we can't just divert from the path, you know, which is almost the entirety of season one, mm-hmm. which is usually why it's criticized.
Mm-hmm.
And I can understand that. But I like that mm-hmm. it's... brings up the point, like, Katara is feeling bad, and mm-hmm. she knows she can help these people. But that's the other thing. Can they help? And the other thing is, would they appreciate it? Mm-hmm. And that's why, at the end of the episode, that's why I think it really saves it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like this episode. Mm-hmm.
I love the ending, because they could have done the cliche thing, and... they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or it actually has a very good message. Again, mm-hmm. these are messages for children, and this one is a very good one. And then they go to this market, and then it's a guy that looks like Doc, but he has a new hat.
I'm not Doc. I'm Shu. Doc's my brother. But we just saw you. You're wearing the same clothes. The only difference is your hat. Doc works on the docks. That's why we call him Doc. And I work in the shop. That's why they call me Shu. I don't get it. Me neither. What did I get ya? I have a special deal. If you buy 3 fish, I'll give you a clam for free.
Oh, and this clam is disgusting.
Oh, yes.
It's got like green stuff out of it.
Oh, God. The fish looks so bad. And I was like, well, it's like, oh, wait, just take the fish. Mind telling your brother we need to ride back to the shore? And then, when we see that Shu jumps behind the counter and he gets Doc's head, hey, Colonials, my brother says you need a lift. As we see that Katara is a little boy, and the boy is just like, can you spare me some food? And it gives her a part of the fish. I wish I could help you more. As we see the boy coming to his mother, give him a part of the fish to his mother because he has a sick mother.
Of course. That'll... Please, sir, can... The Oliver twist. Please, sir, can I have some more? Thing
well, not only that, every because time. It's doing that thing of the hero's journey kind of thing of like the long crowd, the Seven Samurai thing of like going to different little towns to help those people in need.
It is a little bit like Seven Samurai, even mm-hmm. though there are only
4-6
if you count Appa and Momo.
And there's gonna be a new member later.
Well, there's gonna be. Two new members later.
True.
But that, we'll get there. Anyway, what happens is we see that Sokka's just like, our detour into town is completely thrown off our schedule. It's going to take some serious finagling to get us back on track.
Mm-hmm.
Finagle away, oh schedule master. This is me. I'm the schedule guy, for those of you that don't know.
Oh, and when
something know. Like this happens, I'm just like, why are you attacking me?
Oh, I remember Billy talking about his schedule when he was here in LA or going to a convention. I remember.
I'm a very detail-oriented person, but I am nothing compared to my family. You think mm-hmm. I'm bad? You should meet my mother. Anyway, love you, Mom. He's like, for starters, we'll need to wake up 43 minutes earlier every day. 43 minutes? That's another thing. Raul loves to sleep in. I gotta wake him up whenever I visit.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, we only have a few weeks to get to the Fire Lord in time for the invasion and the eclipse. Which, by the way, only lasts for 8 minutes. Everybody got that?
Yeah,
we just lost a whole day. So we need to make up the time and stay on schedule. We have to wake up early. And Toph's like, I'm not waking up early. Or we could just cut out all of our eating breaks. What? No way. Forget it.
I was like, I got it. Why would just take food breaks and potty breaks at the same time? Everyone's like, he might be good, but he will be efficient, though. I have to leave first thing in the morning. As we see the Katara, she looks a little bit like the distraught about Sokka's words. As we see the village in the next morning, we're in the campsite, and then we see that Appa is groaning. I was like, what's the matter? I think Appa is sick. Oh, no, that's awful. And Tava's like, Sokka, didn't realize you care so much. Of course I care. I might just throw our schedule away now. I was like, but I'm concerned on my big furry friend. He doesn't feel that well. He was getting sick from being in the pool in the polluted water. He doesn't look that sick. You okay, buddy? Since Aang was like, oh, his tongue is purple. That can't be good. Katara, can you heal him? It looks like he needs some medicine. Maybe we can find the right herbs in town. Or maybe that water that I already spent on you, the water boy water, 2 episodes ago.
And then they go into town and everyone looks happier. And then Toph even says this. Does this place seem different? Are the people happier? And then the little boy from before is now bouncing a ball. And Katara is smiling. And then they walk up to, it says, Shu/Doc's Market, which is in... Yeah, it's the same guy. Yeah. It's like, hey, Shu, what's going on with everyone today? Something amazing happened last night. Food was delivered to our village by a mysterious and wonderful person, the Painted Lady. Roll credits.
Yes. The Painted who? The Painted Lady. She's part of our town's lore. They say that she's a river spirit who watches over our town in times of need. I always thought she was just a legend until now, but you can read the 7 novels, the 7 ancillary novels.
Ka-ching. Okay, which actually does bring up a question of how did they know later? But I think I have an answer for that. I think I have a theory, but I would ask.
What's a wizard?
Well, that's the go-to theory. But then they're like, Sokka's just like, we don't need to help these people. They already have someone to help them. All we need to do is medicine for our sick friend. It's like, all the medicine goes to the factory. That's why there's so many sick people in our village. And they're like, looks like we have to stay another night so Appa can rest. Oh, no.
So, because I guess you're right. You got any more food to sell? And Shu merges more holding fish. I was like, well, you like the one-headed fish or the two-headed fish? And Sokka's like, the two-headed one. And it was like, So you get your... What? You get more of your money that way? I'm like, Sokka, I do feel you with that one, though. But ew, at the same time. As we see that, everybody just fades away in the rest of the night. But then we see the Painted Lady gliding over the water. I love how she runs, though. Like, like the way that she's flying over the water. And then as we see that, she goes through the fog. And I was like, and then she steps into a hut. And then we see her throwing a wave of healing, a blue wave of healing over some people. As we see that the last person that she gets a healing wave is to the little boy's mother. As we see, the little boy says, thank you, Painted Lady. And we just see the lady nodding, and then she disappears into the water. And then we go into the following morning.
And then I love that this guy is literally ducking and switching hats to be Doc and Shu. He's just like, hey, Doc, is Shu around? And he's like, let me check. And he ducks, and then he gets back up with a different hat, and he's like, hey there, back again.
You know the thing that Doc needed to do? He needed to do, let me check downstairs. Ah, he is.
Yeah, then he gives them more clams, and they're just looking for more food. And they're all just like, oh, man. But then Shu is just like, maybe if you guys are lucky, the Painted Lady will visit you in the night and heal your friend. And maybe she'll cook us a midnight snack and we'll all have a sing-along. Yeah, and maybe.
And Shu was like, yeah, maybe. I was like, last night she visited us again. He healed most of our sick folks. Is that why this place seems so festive? As we see that they put a large statue of the Painted Lady in the town square. And that was like, oh, so because of her. And Katara's, can you believe how much an entire village can be affected by one lady? I mean, a spirit? And then Saga's like, hope she returns every night. Otherwise, the place will go right back to the way that it was. How will you say that? Look at how much better these people are. Yeah, but you know what? They wouldn't be able to fend for themselves. She really wanted help. She will use her spirit mind to blow up the factory.
And then we get Sokka going, woo! As he wiggles around, and the animation is
and
great.
Then and Anya's then, like wiggling like Shakira. Spirit mind doesn't just like, work that way. It's more like this. But he feels like he's shaking like Shakira. Kids don't lie.
And then we just see Katara at the edge of a dock looking towards that factory. And yeah, it's just pumping out literally crap, just like sludge and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what they need to do with their... Well, we have earth, water, air. All they need is fire. And then with their powers combined, they can summon Captain Planet.
Yes!
We need Kwame to say, let our powers combine. Where's LeVar Burton when you need him? Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you guys don't know, Captain Planet.
Of Rhodey from That's Right on a Life sketch. Oh, forgot what it was. Rhodey from Iron Man that he also did a Captain Planet sketch.
And there's also the Robot Chicken one where Ted Turner goes insane and thinks he's Captain Planet. Yes. And he murders some bigwigs. Protect the environment or I'll f***ing kill you. Yeah. Then we see that... Katara is putting on a painted lady costume. Mm-hmm. And it's actually really good. I've seen a couple of cosplays of the painted lady, or mm-hmm. Katara as the painted lady, and some legit painted ladies. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's good. Nice. And then that's how she's able to glide over the water, because she's just waterbending. And it's really cool. But she wakes Momo, and then she also wakes up Aang. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, hello, painted lady spirit. And she's just like, ah, and tries to run away. But of mm-hmm. course, she can't outrun Aang. He's literally walking on air. Mm-hmm. Ha ha ha. Oh, and he's just like, excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but my friend's sick, and we're kind of on a tight schedule. And then she's still running, and he's like, wait, I'm a great bridge between your world and mine. I know, hey, bye, we're close personal friends.
Hey, my name is Aang, I'm the Avatar. And we see Katara using a voice. I was like, well, hello, Avatar. I wish I could talk, but I'm very busy. And I was like, yeah, me too. I hate that, though. You know, you look really pretty for a spirit. I don't meet too many spirits, though. The ones that I do meet, they're not very attractive. I'm like, Roku will gonna kick your ass, Aang. And then Katara was like, thank you, bud. I was like, and I was like, you seem familiar too. A lot of people say that, says the painted lady. No, you really seem familiar. Well, I should get going. And then we see that Aang just uses his airbending to blow her hat. And I was like, Katara? Katara's like, hi, Aang. You're the painted lady, but how? I wasn't her at first. I was just trying to help the village. Since everyone thought that who I was anyway, I guess I just kind of became her. So he'd be sneaking out at night. Why is Appa even sick? Oh, he's just sick of the purple berries that affect him. But he's fine. Can't believe you lied to everyone so you can help these people. I'm sorry, but I know I shouldn't have. No, I think it's great. You're like a secret hero. Katara is like, if you want to help, there's one more thing I have to do.
Yeah, and then when he said, you're like a secret hero, I'm like, you're Batman. And then, or very much like a Robin Hood mm-hmm. sort of thing. But they're just like, she looks at the factory, and then they're like, you want to destroy this? And then Katara's like, yeah, Sokka was just kidding, but he was right. Getting rid mm-hmm. of this factory is the only way to help these people permanently. And then they go there, and... Katara uses waterbending to cut the metal hooks off the barrels of a magma, and then Aang, because it's putting out lava and stuff, and essentially they flood it from the inside, and then it explodes, and then all the muck from the pipes stops flowing, And then they just go back and they're like, shh, we don't want to wake Sokka. And then they're like, just on a morning walk.
And then Sokka, I love that Sokka when he's smart though. He's like, I know you're the painted lady. You'll be sneaking out at night and you'll be laying about up and feeding him with those dumb berries. And then Tom's like, and showing the berries. Still like, what do you put our whole mission in jeopardy? We're leaving right now. So it's like, how long do you know about this story? I was like, just found out this morning. As we see that, they're leaving. As we see the Fire Nation factory, we see a man coming out of the smoke, just looking from afar into the town. As we go back into the gang, as we see some of the workers also leaving the factory's remains to go to the town. And I was like, what's going on? Fire Nation soldiers are heading towards the village. Sokka's like, what do you do, says to Katara? I cannot destroy their factory. You what? It was your idea. I was like, what's joking? I was just like, you to use experiment and make funny noises. The army's gonna blame the villagers. They headed there right now to get revenge. What was supposed to do? Leave, do nothing.
Well, and then Pa Kent from Man of Steel is like, I don't know, maybe. But no.
Should I let them die? Like, maybe.
No, but he says, leave, do nothing. And then Katara just says, no, I will never, ever turn my back on people who need me. And then that's the moment when I was like, hell yeah, Katara.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down to that village and I'm going to do whatever I can. And then he's like, wait, Katara. I'm coming too.
Yes.
It kind of reminds me of the pilot when Katara is just like, we have to help Aang. And then he's just like, you know what? I'm coming with you too.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you didn't want to help. You need me, and I will never turn my back on you.
Aww.
Sokka, you really do have a heart. As that's what Katara literally mm-hmm. says, and they hug. And Aang's just like, he really does have a heart, doesn't he?
As we see Toph's elbows in, but also Toph is a little bit like, oh. As we see, I was like, I thought we could live as neighbors in peace as one of the Fire Nation soldiers, but I guess I was wrong. You steal our food, our medicine, destroy our factory. As they're in the village and they're facing Duck and Slash Shoe. We didn't do anything. I was just put on his shoe hat. Yeah, the painted lady brought us food. She's the one that healed our sick, not your medicine. And then I was like, the mysterious painted lady did it. I suppose she drew the army emblem on your containers too. These are a ton of thieves and liars. Where's your painted lady now? We're going to cure the world of this wretched village.
Famous last words.
Mm-hmm.
But then, first of all, they have jet skis.
Yes.
Because it carries two soldiers. They go past the dock and we see a hook and chain has it. It's wrapping around a log holding up a house and it breaks as the jet ski literally drives away. The house crumbles and then they light a large ball perched on a buoy and then a mysterious gust of wind blows out the fire twice. They're like, light it again. And it just keeps getting blown out. We hear eerie flute music. And it's like, look at that. Where's it coming from? And we see fog pouring in. And then they're like, something strange is going on. And then we just hear this growling. Brr. It's the painted lady. And then the kid, the way the kid says this, he goes, she's coming.
I feel like she's here.
Yeah, and then we just hear the thudding, and it just pans over to the river bank, where we see that it's actually Toph dropping a boulder, and then Appa's mm-hmm. providing the growling. Sokka mans the flute. And then they're like, really good production, maybe it though. Is her.
I was see from the fog, and I love how the whole fog shows up and it's splitting. And then we see the painted lady. She's like gliding all the way from the water, going all the way. I was like, and then sort of like, do something. Like, stand your ground. As we see the Katara waterbend, the two jet skis are off the cliff. As she raises her hand and brings much more damage. She's like, and I was like, I'll take care of you myself. As she put an arrow fire at Katara. But we see that she goes towards her slowly. But then Aang, he is beneath the dock, and then he pulls some of the wind to turn off the fire. And also helps to get rid of two people. And they also believe that because it's the pretty lady doing it. And then Katara's like, leave this village and never come back.
And they're like, ah! So they leave with their tail between their legs. And then everyone's like, yay, hooray. You're the best. And then Doc just goes, me and my brothers really owe you a lot. And then it turns out when the gust of wind hit her, it faded some of the marks. And he's like, wait a minute, I know you. You're not the painted lady. You're that colonial girl. Hmm. Yeah, you're the lady that gave me a fish. You've been tricking us. You're a waterbender. How dare you act like our painted lady? And then I love that Sokka's just like, hey, maybe she is a waterbender, but she was just trying to help you. Because of her, that factory won't be polluting your river and the army is gone. You should be down on your knees thanking her. But then Katara's like, hey, it's okay. I shouldn't have acted like someone I wasn't, and I shouldn't have tricked you, but I felt like I had to do something. Doesn't matter if the painted lady is real or not, because your problems are real, and this river is real. You can't wait around for someone to help you. You have to help yourself. And then they're like, what should we do?
And then Top between the cloud and the crowd, we can clean the river! And then I was like, we can clean the river!
Yeah.
You know, you're not also bad for a waterbender. And then Sokka's like, you wouldn't mind keeping this a secret, by the way, would you? Sokka's like, no problem. Keeping my mouth shut is my personal speciality. But my brother Shu, on the other hand, he's a blabbermouth. And Sokka's like, So, Doc, are you going to help
and
us?
He's clean? Like, no.
Yeah, do the joke.
Oh, he says, no, man. I'm going to get my other brother, Bushi. He loves cleaning rivers. Then he just switches hats right in front of them. And he says, all right, I'm Bushi. Let's get some river cleaning done. And Aang's like, aha, I knew it. I knew you were the same guy. You're the shop owner and the boat guy. Oh, you must be talking about my brothers, Doc and Shu. And then they're like, no, I just saw you switched hats and called yourself a different name. Oh, you know who does that? My brother, Doc. He's crazy. And then they're just like, ugh. And then we get a montage of them cleaning the river.
Mm-hmm.
As it gets cleaned very quickly, I assume it's like, a few days, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see Katara's down by the river now, completely clean river, mm-hmm. which is awesome. And then we see this mysterious fog comes in, and then it turns out there is a real painted lady, and it comes in. And then she just says, thank you, and then disappears. And then Katara's just like, whoa. And mm-hmm. then gives a little smile, and credits. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the painted lady was like, my job here is done. And Katara Chika said, you did nothing.
Yep. But I guess that's the message, though. You got to help yourself. You can't let other people help you. And, you know, save the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Still cool. But yeah, you got any thoughts before I go into trivia?
No, this was a really good episode. It's very simple, very interesting Monster of the Week kind of episode. I do like it a lot. I like it. It's a very good break between the main plot.
Yeah, but I still like that they acknowledge the main plot, that they have they have a deadline, this is the thing, but we're going to help some more people, and we're getting more taste of like how the war is affecting the Fire Nation. Specifically, because you never really think about that.
Yeah, but especially it's a fact, very good point of view because you think that the Fire Nation is so powerful. Like, no, there's some really crappy villages too in the Fire Nation. Not everything is so roses and money.
And then, I mean, the whole thing, they even mentioned that this was in the trivia. That this was made to show the effect of how the war was going to do that. But let's get into some trivs. So it was stated in Avatar Extras that the Painted Lady is a water spirit and that the moon spirit and water spirit are closely related. That means she's related to Princess Yue, who is the new moon spirit. Her mysterious and ominous appearance is somewhat similar to Princess Yue's as the moon spirit. It's very ethereal. And it's similar to the blue spirit in that a main character adopts a mysterious identity to sneak out at night for a purpose. The position of the hands on the statue of the painted lady is the Vitarka Mudra, the gesture of discussion and teaching that can be seen on some real-world statues of Buddhas. We mentioned Heibei, the panda spirit. This is the first time Aang is seen wearing his uniform band correctly as a sash, not as a headband. This is the third time a character uses water to cut through metal. Happened during Siege of the North Part 2 with Koizilla. Second one was in the drill, and now this is the third time. Katara's statement to the villagers that they have to help themselves is similar to what she said in Imprisoned, which is in episode 6 of season 1, to fight back. This is the first episode in which female firebenders other than Princess Azula are shown. That's a good one. Yeah, the writers wanted to create this episode to show that the war's negative impact extended even to the Fire Nation's own citizens. Yeah, so I mentioned this earlier, but Sokka's master schedule is actually a production schedule that was used by animators to plan out the episodes and the seasons. This is the third character, or Katara's the third character to undergo an alias. First person was Zuko as the Blue Spirit. The second was Toph, who became the Blind Bandit, and now Katara as the Painted Lady. This episode was pitched as Katara as Robin Hood, and this is the first episode where we get the eclipse duration, where they say it's 8 minutes. That's a good point. We never got anything specifically. And that's it. That is the Painted Lady. Solid episode. Nothing really to add.
I will give it an 8.
Very good. Yeah, very decent. I'll give it a 7.5.
Okay.
So it's a good. It continues on like the break.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, next week we're going to do Sokka's Master. Yeah, we get a Sokka episode.
I love
it. But until then, where can the good people find you, buddy?
You can find me, as always, at RoverRDC on Twitter, Instagram, and on Letterboxd at RoverRDC. Please follow the podcast on SYNSPod on Twitter. Give us another review on Apple, Spotify, and the other ones in Ghibli.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter and Letterboxd at MasterOfPuns196. Every word starts with a capital letter. You can also find me on Instagram at BillyBatsonsLightning. Nothing is capitalized. And once again, you can follow our main show Twitter at SYNSPod, as well as give us a 5-star and just write a review on Apple, as well as listen to us on Spotify, SoundCloud, Spotify for Podcasters, wherever podcasts can be listened to. And as always,
see you next summer. Dun, 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 dun.